Good morning. My name is Dr. Yipeng Ji. I'm a family physician in Ottawa. The impacts of settler colonialism from Turtle Island to Palestine must be acknowledged as the root causes of poor health and social outcomes for Indigenous peoples here on the land in which we occupy and in Palestine, recognizing the ongoing Nakba that began in 1948 as a structure and process of genocide. We wrote to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland, and Minister of Foreign Affairs Melanie Joly, as a group of 19 healthcare workers who have served in Gaza this past year. It has been nearly 4 months since we wrote our letter, which still has not received any reply whatsoever. This is beyond shameful. This is ongoing complicity in genocide by this Canadian government. This is ongoing support and active involvement in genocide by this Canadian government.
My name is Yara Abu Hamdi. I'm a family doctor in Ottawa, and I'm speaking today as a member of Health Workers Alliance for Palestine. For over a year, we have witnessed the destruction of hospitals and healthcare facilities in Gaza, which has since extended to Lebanon. We have witnessed the targeting of ambulances and paramedics, nurses and physicians, pharmacists and medical students. As of 2 months ago, Healthcare Workers Watch had verified the killing of 595 Palestinian healthcare workers since October 2023, and the actual number is likely to be close to 1,000. 300 more Palestinian healthcare workers have been unlawfully detained by Israeli forces in the same time period. The world has normalized this. I stand in front of you today to say this is not normal. Those of us who provide any kind of medical service understand the physical and mental demands inherent to the provision of healthcare. Now imagine providing this healthcare under repeated bombardment, under a siege limiting the entry of not only medications and equipment, but also of food, water, and electricity. Imagine providing this healthcare on a limited caloric intake while worrying about the safety of your own loved ones and in many cases receiving them as casualties. Our colleagues in Gaza are being made to bear the unbearable, and we owe it to them to continue speaking up. We owe it to them to demand that our government take meaningful action to end its complicity in Israel's ongoing genocide. What we accept as normal becomes the world that we live in, becomes the world that our children live in. We must act accordingly.
My name is Dorothea Guchardo, and I stand in solidarity with my healthcare colleagues here and in Gaza. In response to the Israeli military's systemic destruction of healthcare facilities, we began sending medical delegations to Gaza under the umbrella of the World Health Organization. Until May 7, all medical teams were entering through the Rafah crossing. Each delegate was carrying at least 10 suitcases full of medicine, which was not enough, but it was something. At that point, only 50 trucks were making it into Gaza per day, down from the 500 that were entering prior to October 7. The Rafah pathway provided a straw through which Palestinians could breathe. But after the Israeli military took the crossing, they cut off that pathway and further choked the population. After May 7, our medical delegations must now enter Gaza directly through Israel, putting the Israeli military in complete control over rotations. Immediately, they imposed crippling limitations. Aid workers are restricted to one suitcase each. Only personal supplies. No medicine, no consumables, no equipment that can be left behind for use. No toys, no treats, nothing that could bring joy to a child patient. And most offensively, no person of Palestinian descent is permitted entry into Gaza, thereby further restricting highly qualified and culturally knowledgeable delegates from volunteering their services. Surrounding our clinic are tens of thousands of families living in tents, a thin piece of nylon that can never protect against the blazing sun, or as we're seeing now, the cold winter rains. There is widespread hepatitis A in these camps. Our patients also come in showing severe malnutrition, suffering from burn injuries, gastrointestinal viruses, and skin diseases due to their dangerous and deteriorating living conditions. One mother brought in her infant with such extreme diaper rash that his entire bottom was raw and bleeding because instead of diapers, which she could not afford, she was forced to use plastic bags. Israeli attacks on hospitals must stop. Attacks on civilians and civilian infrastructure must stop. The Canadian government must comply with all decisions of the ICC, the ICJ, and the United Nations. It must treat the Israeli government as the pariah state that it is. And the Canadian government, must begin paying reparations for its active involvement in subjugating the Palestinian population to unjust occupation and genocide.
Good morning. My name is Dr. Rizwan Minhas. I work as an ambassador with Humanity Auxilium. This white coat that I wear, it's a universal white coat. Unfortunately, the same white coat, when a Palestinian doctor wears it, it becomes a target for Israeli soldiers. Since this genocide started, about 1,000 healthcare workers have been killed. Let me just give you an example of one of them. Dr. Adnan Al-Borsh, he's an orthopedic surgeon, was abducted from Al-Shifa Hospital, and when he did appear, he was killed and tortured and raped as well. Doctors cannot stop this genocide, but politicians can, and yet you choose not to. You choose complicity. Canada is helping, but Canada is also complicit. When we condemn violence yet fund it, we are complicit. When we call for peace but turn away from justice, we are complicit. And history will ask us, what did Canada do? Do we lead with courage or do we justify complicity? The time is to choose now. Stop the genocide. Silence does not end suffering. Justice does.
Good morning. I was in Gaza in April 2024 on a medical mission. 70% of the people in Gaza are drinking water that is unfit for human consumption. They say aid is getting in, deliberately using loose and misleading language. The United Nations publishes and continuously updates information from the ground where we see that about 6% of the necessary aid is getting into Gaza. On top of that, whatever little tiny bit of aid drips in, it cannot be effectively distributed because of the destroyed infrastructure, bombing of aid delivery trucks, the murder and the bombing of aid workers, and the UN recently published stating that the Israelis are using starvation as a weapon of war. This is not about sides in a conflict, this is about human rights. This is a genocide and we should call it that. And this is a genocide that the Canadian government is complicit in. I call on all of our leaders to put an end to this genocide with an immediate and permanent ceasefire. Lift the blockade of the Gaza Strip so humanitarian aid from all border crossings can freely enter and be delivered under the guidance and surveillance of the United Nations. The gap between rhetoric and action must be closed.
Good morning. On November 30th of 2023, together with the national leads of three major international charities, I met with Prime Minister Trudeau's office. 1 year ago, we described evidence of war crimes being committed by Israel. We demanded the government of Canada publicly demand for a ceasefire, publicly condemn Israel for widespread violations of international humanitarian law, including the crime of genocide. 1 year ago, our demands were ignored. Requests for a follow-up meeting declined. Now, for the media here that has been shy to use this word, you must stop censoring this word. None of us want to be here. We want the politicians of this country to do their job and end this genocide. But instead, Justin Trudeau and Melanie Joly chose to listen to the Israel lobby groups. These groups' positions have opposed a ceasefire, denied Israel's war crimes, denied Israel's genocide, disrespected the international court's rulings. This is foreign interference. Why are you willing to undermine decades of international humanitarian law for Israel lobby groups who want to prolong a genocide? Justin Trudeau and Melanie Joly, you must call openly for Israel to stop blocking humanitarian aid, food, and water. You must publicly respect and comply with the International Criminal Court and the International Court of Justice decisions. This includes a full two-way arms embargo now. Not one penny of Canadian money can go to support a state that is committing genocide. Our Palestinian brothers and sisters, they deserve to live in dignity, without occupation and without genocide. Justin Trudeau and Melanie Joly, your actions up to this point have supported Israel's genocide. It's time for you to change course. It's time for you to act.